Blog Talk Radio.
I am so honored and blessed to be back with all of you guys. You are so amazing, and God has wonderful, great things for you. It is 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time exactly on this beautiful, gorgeous Friday, August 7th, 2015. I'm so happy to be back, and I'm glad to see your email. Thank you. A girl is missed. So we're going to take a praise and worship break. We're going to be listening to Our God before we start the show, but let me just say before we begin that praise and worship break that I am honored to be ministering to you. I am honored for the people that downloaded the past shows. I am honored to glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by doing and fulfilling the commission that He has called on my life. Now, to some of you, it may be to minister on your job. You may have a church, you may have a school, or you may have all of that. But for me personally, it is to do this radio show to glorify our King. And I'm so happy and excited that He has enabled me to do that. So I will, on our next break, I will explain why I was absent for those few weeks until we come back. Okay? God bless you. Thank you for listening. And this song is called To Our God. awesome. It's like, make it rain. And then you, like, glorify God. Make it rain to glorify God. Everyone else is making their own agenda rain. Let's make the glory of God rain throughout the entire universe. Let us allow Him to hear our voices as we make it rain, shouting praise to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Glory to God. Music is a wonderful medium to exalt the name of God, to encourage one another, and just to put down what we're going through the day and allow time to praise God and to uplift our spirits and just take a time out from what we're doing and to glorify God. Amen. I'm so happy that you joined us today. God bless you. The reason why I was out and wasn't able to do my show on Fridays at 3 p.m. is because this girl is working. I was working sometimes until 9 p.m., sometimes until 11 p.m. So I'm thankful to God that I have this time to be with you. I'm thankful to God that He has allowed me to be here and to minister according to His will and not my will. So today's title of the show is No Personal Vendettas. You say, Aaliyah, I don't have any personal vendettas. You may not have any personal vendettas, but you may know someone who has, or someone who's listening may have a personal vendetta. The title and the purpose of this show is to explain what a personal vendetta is and why we should not use our ministry to use as a platform for a personal vendetta. Vendetta is spelled V-E-N-D-E-T-T-A, and what that means is it's really a blood feud. It's a long, and it could be violent, argument between two groups or families. So, for example, a person may have a personal vendetta about a particular group that blasted or that insulted them maybe years ago, and they're using their show as a platform for a personal vendetta to make other people aware of what they're feuding about. So God is saying, whatever your ministry is, whatever you're called to do, and God is putting it in my spirit that someone is working for the sanitation department, someone specifically who collects trash, that person is there as a, using their job as a ministry. They're there as a tool for God to minister to people on their job. And He's saying, you're working, you're there. It's not a personal vendetta to make wrongs right. It's not your radio show, your television show, your church, your ministry. It's not a personal vendetta. It is used to glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's used to uplift His name. If you have a personal vendetta against someone, that is when you apply scripture. The Bible, Jesus says, one of the disciples says, Jesus, teach us how to pray. In addition to that, Jesus says, when you pray to your Father, go into your secret closet. And when you have entered in your secret closet and when you have shut the doors, if you don't have doors in your secret closet, if you have curtains, when you have shut the curtains or the doors in your secret closet, pray to your Father in secret. And He which seeth in secret will reward you openly. Praise God. You can talk to Jesus about anything. And you know what? He's not going to run and tell somebody about your vendetta against a certain group or family member. He's not going to run and spread gossip. No. You know what Jesus? What makes Jesus different than people who gossip? Oh, it's innumerable how different it is. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Jesus has the answer. Jesus can make a difference. Jesus is not going to tell your business to everybody else. Not only will He hear you, but He will make it right. Not only will He forgive you, but He will give you the comfort and the will and the power to forgive that other person. Not only will He love you right out of that sin, but He will also wash you with His blood and make you brand new. So when you're ministering, if you're on the street, if you're in your church, whether you have a church or you're a bishop or you're assistant pastor or you're a ministry of helps, don't use that as a personal vendetta to voice your grievances against another group. It's not what that's for. You have been given an opportunity to glorify God. And even though you think that people are not listening, even though you think that people are not looking, even though you think you are alone, you are not. You are not alone. I guarantee you, someone is always watching. Our lives are being recorded by the Holy Host of Heaven. Our thoughts are being recorded. Our words are being recorded by the Holy Host of Heaven. And what we say, what we do, we will be held accountable, because God says every idle word we will give account of. And by our words, we are justified. And by our words, we are condemned in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for all of you. And that was a little short thing that God had given me. But he said, no more personal vendettas. No more personal vendettas. When you minister, minister the word of God in truth and sincerity. And if you don't know what to say, if someone has called you to minister, let's say 5 minutes before you have any time to prepare, I have great news for you. You are already prepared, because the word of God is pregnant and ready to be spoken. The word of God is ready to be administered. The word of God is powerful enough to heal any broken wounds, to break the chains of darkness, and to break soul ties in the name of Jesus. The word of God is ready. So if you're not ready to minister to someone, just open up your Bible. You say, ministers and saints, let's open up to John chapter 5, verse 17. And what do you know? That is where we're going to be starting at. John chapter 5, verse 17. If you did not have a Bible, you can, there are a plethora of places where you can get Bibles on your smartphone, on your computer, but I prefer to read from the King James Version. I just like that version better. I know most people do not prefer the King James Version. I just happen to like it better because it just comes closest to the Hebrew and Greek translations from the original text. Okay, so we're going to start in St. John chapter 5, verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. Now in verses 17 through 18, you can talk a whole hour about that. And what the one thing, because Jesus Christ to us is wisdom, the wisdom that I got from just those two scriptures is that when we come to God, we have to be completely honest. Imagine if she would have, God forbid, have said something false to our Lord and King Jesus. If she said, my husband's in the house, just so she wouldn't be ashamed that she's living with a man that she's not married to. How many people here are living with someone that we're not married to? In biblical times, that was grounds for stoning. She told Jesus the truth. She said, I have no husband, but she was living with a man that she's not married to. You have to be completely honest in your prayer life if you want God to answer your prayers. That's just the way it is. You have to be completely honest, because Jesus said, I know who the father of lies is. The father of lies is the devil. And so when we don't tell the truth, even if it's a half-truth, there's no such thing as a half-truth. A lie is a lie. The truth is the truth. If you want things to go well with your life, just speak the truth. Just be honest. In your prayer life, you must be honest. You must be honest. Father, This is what's bothering me. You can tell Jesus anything. God forbid that you yell at him. You know, don't do that. But you can tell Jesus anything. Father, my heart is hurt by what that person said. Father, my heart is hurt because that person took my seat at church. As trivial as that sounds, that happens far too often. God will strengthen us if we come to him, even with the most trivialest of matters, what we think is trivial. And he will strengthen us, and he will make our vessels. We may have a vessel of wood. Some people may have a vessel of silver. He will make our vessel not only holy and clean from the inside out, but he will make it as gold. And when you tell God, God, I'm offended by that person. She sat in my seat, or she got my parking space. God will have you see things the way he sees them. He will have you listen to his heart. He will have you see through his eyes and go, daughter, son, is it really that important? Is it really that important that that person has taken your parking space or that person has taken your seat? Have you ever thought about sitting somewhere else? Or, you know, the person that I will have you sit to might be your mate, or the person that I might have you sit to might need to your smile or your comfort or your warmth. Daughter, is it really that important that someone has taken your seat or taken your parking place? Is it really that important compared on the grand scheme of things, how hundreds of people are dying each day and they're not going to heaven because Jesus said narrow is the way and few, F-E-W, few there be that find it. Is it really that important? And he will strengthen us so much from our core. See, that's what I love about Jesus. When you talk to Jesus, he's not going to be one of your girlfriends or one of your guy friends who's going to agree with you in your wrong. He's going to strengthen your core where he actually changes you from the inside out. So you can talk to Jesus. No, it's not bad to talk to your friends. It is wrong when you start to gossip. Gossip is a tool of the enemy to destroy people. You don't want to be a tool of the enemy to destroy people. You want to use your mouth to bless people and not condemn. You want to leave that person that you're talking to. You want to leave them the better and not the worse. So if you have something evil, the Bible says speak evil of no man. If you have something evil to speak, to talk to someone about, don't say it. There's something wonderful that you can say in their place. If you don't like someone, you know, you're not going to like people. That's just the way of life. You're not going to like someone. I totally understand that. But the proper way, if you want to be holy, if you want to live a life that's pleasing to God, if you want to live a life that'll make God smile, the proper way to respond to someone that doesn't like you or that you don't like them at the moment is to forgive and to tell and to voice your concerns to Jesus. See, Jesus, oh, this person just gets under my skin. And you know what the Lord might say? Daughter, that person gets under my skin too. You never know what the Lord's going to say, but he will let you know. The proper response is to forgive. And God will strengthen your core, your spirit. Well, that person, you just love that person. You'll say, you know what, Father? That person has been hurt. That person has been hurt. And that is why they're responding that way. He'll have you see the reason that they don't like you. It's probably because there's something about you that they want and that they used to be. It's something about that person, something about you that they love and that they used to have. And so you have it, they can't get it, and they don't like you for it. And God will strengthen you not to hate that person, but to do good to them, to love your enemies, bless those that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use and persecute you. Jesus said, those who will live godly in this lifetime will suffer persecution. If this world hated me, they will also hate you. It is horrible. I know. I know it's horrible to think that someone will hate you. I know it's horrible to think that someone will do wrong towards you. It's horrible. But look what they did to this man. Look what they did to our groom. Look what they did to Jesus. We will only know, unless God has showed you in the Spirit, how brutal, how tormentous, how torturous it was to be on that cross. Before he even died on the cross, he was almost beaten to death before he got to the cross. The Bible says that he was marred more than any man. This man that died on the cross for our sins, he took the place of our punishment. He took the place of our guilt. He took the place of our shame. We, as Christians, people who are true Christians, who want to live a life holy to God, who want to be prepared when the rapture of the church happens, who want to please God, the true Christians, I'm talking to the true Christians right now. I'm talking to people that really want to please God. There's no room in your life to complain. There is no room in your life to complain when this man, Jesus Christ, went through our groom, our soon coming king, went through the most tormentous, the most humiliating part of his life. He was crucified naked. He didn't have any clothes on, as they show. Our king was crucified naked, spit and spat upon, an innocent man. And so we are going to get upset because someone took our seat in church. We're going to get upset because someone cut us off on the freeway. We're going to get upset because we missed our favorite shoes or our favorite clothes on a sale. Hardly. What's more important? To sacrifice our lives as becoming a living sacrifice, not in fornication, not in sin, keeping our mouths and our bodies clean and holy, repenting on a daily basis, and pleasing God? Isn't that more important than someone taking your seat? Let them have it. Let them have it. It will show, you will exemplify the love of God when you do what's right in his eyes, not what's right in ours. And I leave you with this because I only have less than 4 minutes in the show. My shows are only 30 minutes long. Until when my show grows, I'll have it for longer. But right now, it's only 30 minutes long. And my next show will be Friday, August 21st. I air every other Friday. My next show is Friday, August 21st at 3 p.m. Until our King comes, until we reach that point in our lives where we're mature enough, take it to Jesus. Take it to him in prayer. Father, I cannot wait to leave this job. Daughter, only if you just wait a little bit longer, the job I have for you, the place I have for you to go, the church I want you to go to, it's not ready yet. You're not ready yet. We're not ready yet. You have to be ready to go to the next step that God has for you. You have to be ready. If any one of you that are listening out there would like to commit your life to Jesus Christ, you're tired. You want to live. You're tired of doing things your way. You know that God has a call in your life, and you have not recommitted your life to him. Now is the time. Today is accepted day of salvation. Jesus said, with our mouths, we confess, in our hearts we believe into salvation. Believe that Jesus Christ took your place on the cross. Believe that he died and rose again. He died. He sacrificed his life for our sins. He rose the third day for our sins. Whether you're in homosexuality, whether you're in a relationship you can't get out of, whether you're in a quarrel with your parents, Jesus is able. He is able no matter how deep you are. If you're in prostitution, no matter how deep you are, God is able. Call upon him today. Reach out to him today. He will rescue you. He loves you. You are loved by him and adored. As long as you have breath, as long as you're living, it's never too late. call on him today. God bless you. I love you. If you have any questions after the show is over, you can email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.org. I love you, and God bless you.
Let me be a part of the heart.